Hey, what's up guys? Welcome back. So, a little while ago I did a video on the tools that I use to build the firearms that I make, most of which are just basic hand tools really, but the more expensive one and the one that's a little bit more difficult to use was a welder. And I was commenting back and forth with one of you guys specifically, and this person asked if I could build a gun without using a welder. So, after I got thinking about it, I never have done that. At first I thought, nah, you know, I don't think that's possible. But I actually kept thinking about it, and we're gonna give it a shot. I kinda came up with a design that I think might work. So real quick, I'll just go over some of the tools that we are gonna be using, just basic hand tools, and I'll show you guys the design that I came up with. Okay, so here is obviously a very rough sketch of kind of the idea that I have. So it's gonna be single shot. You just have to, you know, reload after every shot. Fewer moving parts, the better with this, since we're not going to be doing any welding. I'm going to kind of, you know, just the looks of it, I'm going to try something a little different with the stock, kind of make it more lightweight. So the theme of this rifle is going to kind of be like a survival rifle. It's just going to be a hammer fired single shot rifle, and the barrel will pull out similar to that one shot, that survival shotgun that I made a long time ago. Some of you guys might remember that video. So anyway, the tools that we're going to be using are pretty much going to be these. It's going to be the Sawzall to cut the steel, obviously a drill, handful of drill bits, a tape measure, and just some other odds and ends. I don't have probably all of them here, but a file, reamer. Obviously I'm going to be using some bolts and whatnot, and then the jigsaw to cut out the stock, which will be probably pine or some other wood that I have sitting around the shop. So anyway, oh, and the vise. Those are pretty much going to be the tools that we're using, guys. About as simple as it gets, and I'm curious to see how well this works. So anyways, let's rummage through the scrap metal pile and see what we can come up with. Okay, so here's the stuff that I came up with. Here's the barrel. By the way, this is one a guy gave me. It's in pretty rough shape, but I think it'll do the job. I'm gonna have to kind of grind down the edges of a little bit for it to fit into this receiver here. And basically what's going on is all these are gonna kind of slide into each other. And then this bolt, I'm gonna drill a hole through it, and that's what's gonna hold the receiver to the stock. The tricky part is I'm going to have to drill a hole through this for the firing pin. So we'll see how that works. I'm actually going to build this in 22 Magnum. So I kind of have the rounds laid out here so you can see the difference. This one's obviously 22 LR and this one's 22 Magnum. So really is just a 22 with a little more oomph behind it. Okay, so for whatever reason, the audio did not work through this clip. So I'll just talk you through it. I just ground down the back of the barrel, obviously, so it'd fit in the receiver here. All those pieces fit inside of this tube just to create the back of the receiver. There's the hole for the firing pin to run through. So here's the firing pin. It's just a little bolt that I stuck in the drill and kind of filed it down a little bit, just so the firing pin isn't so big in diameter. And so that hole right there, after this bolt slides through there, it allows that firing pin to still travel through the bolt. And so basically this bolt is acting as two locking lugs. So the recoil of the round is basically trying to shear this bolt off, which this little hole drilled in it for the firing pin isn't gonna really affect the strength of the bolt, because both the spots where it's trying to shear the bolt are above and below where that hole is drilled, so it's not going to affect it any. And with it just being a 22 Magnum, it's not producing a whole lot of recoil anyway, so I'm not worried about that at all. There's going to be the back of the stock. It'll go up. This is where it'll break, where you can where the barrel starts, and then this is like the front grip that's attached to the barrel. Okay guys, got the stock done. So again, it's in two pieces. This part will attach to the barrel, and then the receiver and the part that holds the barrel will attach onto this main stock. And so I drilled a hole right there, and so that bolt will go through that. And if you can tell, I kind of cut a channel through here, and that way this pipe can kind of sit down in that channel, and it'll help keep it stable from side to side. So one of the tools that I'm going to use that I didn't mention earlier is a tap and die set. This just cuts threads into the metal, basically. Okay, got both holes drilled and tapped into the barrel, and I think what we're going to do is just go ahead and assemble what we have so far and just make sure everything's going okay. All right, so that's not too bad. So basically the idea is, you know, you'll just pull the barrel out, put a round in, and then when you go to shoot, you'll just, you know, apply a little bit of pressure, which you kind of naturally do anyway, because you're holding the gun snug up against your shoulder. In the one shotgun video that I did, I showed that when a round goes off, there's actually no pressure trying to blow the barrel out anyway, so just a slight bit of pressure holding the barrel in the gun should work just fine. This will all obviously be on the inside after I get the groove cut here, but just to give you an up close, here's what's going on. Just a real simple, when you pull the trigger, this dang camera will focus. There we go. When you pull the trigger, it just drops the hammer. So I'm just going to use a AR hammer spring for the hammer. Then I just have this really tiny little spring that I will use to reset the trigger. So anyway guys, right now it's just a matter of getting this groove right through here cut out. Okay, so we got the groove cut out. I just used a drill bit and drilled just a whole bunch of holes and then kind of chiseled it out. So worked pretty well. Made a little slot for the trigger to come down. So anyway, I am going to drill a hole down through here and run a screw through here just to keep that a little more stable. And then I think I'm also going to run a screw probably from the bottom kind of up through this way to also keep this a little bit stronger. So the hammer comes back, just locks in place, and then when you pull the trigger, hammer comes forward. Pretty simple. Works pretty good though. So anyway, let's go ahead and assemble what we have so far. It's getting closer. So what I'm gonna do next is work on getting some sights on here, put a front sight post. This back bolt here, all I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna take a saw and cut a slit in it, and that'll act as the rear sight. But then I'm also gonna put a little mount on here to hold a Picatinny rail, so I can put like a little scope or something on it. So anyway, work on that next. Okay guys, well I think for the most part everything's pretty much done. Before I assemble everything, I'm going to get some stain and make the stock look a little bit nicer. I got the rail mounted onto the receiver. That way I can hook my Picatinny rail up. Got this groove cut in this bolt, and that'll act as my rear sight. And then I took advantage of the groove that was already cut in the front of this barrel, and I added a front sight post. So that actually worked out pretty good. I'm gonna get this stock stained real quick. So I went ahead and just added the throwing knives into the front grip. Those slots right there, these knives will just slide into those grooves, similar to that other shotgun that I had made. And I got some paracord that I'm gonna wrap around here to kind of go with the whole survival theme. So anyway, we'll get it stained and get the whole thing assembled. Guys, so there it is. I just put this optic on here. Haven't used it yet, but I will definitely be testing that out in the shooting video that I do of this gun to see how well it works. I'll just give you guys a close view. This is about 25 feet of paracord. It's double layered wrapped around there. So there's the throwing knives. So yeah, worked out really well. So I was really happy actually with the trigger. I'm gonna go ahead and, I don't know how well this is gonna show up for you guys, but it's somewhat of a long trigger pull, but it is very smooth and it's actually really light. This is probably one of the nicest triggers that I've built actually. And I'm kind of wondering if, so the hammer is steel, obviously, but the trigger I made out of aluminum. And so at the point, the spot where the hammer is resting on the trigger, I polished that really smooth and just put a dab of oil on it. And so I think it helped a lot with just how smooth that trigger pull is. It's probably, if I had to guess, I would say that's probably no more than a 3 pound trigger pull, if that. It's very light, but it's really nice and smooth all the way back. So I was really happy with the way the trigger turned out. So again, we will try this out in the next video shooting it, see how accurate it is. I kind of really want to focus on an accuracy test with this gun in that next video and see how well it does. So. Anyway guys, thank you so much for watching. Thanks for all your guys' comments. This entire build here, I got the idea from one of you guys' comments, you know, asking if building a gun is possible without using a welder. So there it is. I think it turned out pretty good. So, and just a huge thanks to you guys who support me over at the Patreon page also. I really appreciate that. You guys are who make these types of builds possible. So until that next video, you guys be safe and we'll see you next time.